The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
From New York to Austin, where South by Southwest kicked off this past Sunday, we're talking now to Carrie Trainer. He's the new CEO of IAC-owned video streaming site Vimeo. He's here to talk to us about the official launch of Vimeo On Demand. It's the first completely open platform for self-distributing video content and making money. That's the key online. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kathleen. Thanks for having me.
So, I've never been to South by Southwest. I'm dying to go. How is it down there in Austin today?
It's great. Well, it's another nice sunny March day in Austin, which is always welcome. But South by is a really interesting festival because it's a really unique mix of interactive as well as film as well as music, which is really the origin of the festival. And you know, Austin being a great music town, you sort of get that music thread going through everything. So even the growth of the interactive side, it's really a great place to, you know, interact with other companies, enjoy some great music, and talk about the new things happening.
Hey, maybe there's some great young filmmakers down there trying to make some films they can put on Vimeo.
Yeah, well, that's really the main reason that we're here is, you know, Vimeo has always prided itself on being the high-quality video streaming platform for creative people. And, you know, the independent filmmaker is really at the very heart and soul of our service and all the growth that we've enjoyed. And, you know, what we're talking about this week is the release of a new section of the platform, which we're titled Vimeo On Demand, which is allow people to offer video on demand and actually charge for their work as opposed to just distributing for free. So it's the next logical step for us in terms of empowering creators to now begin to monetize their work. And the response has been really great, and we're really excited to be sharing it with the filmmaking community.
And, of course, many people are familiar with YouTube, right? And in some sense, YouTube, your biggest competitor, although as you're touching on it, your model is somewhat different and what you're trying to do is somewhat different. Tell us a little bit more about how Vimeo got started.
Certainly. So Vimeo was actually founded back in 2004. And since the very beginning was really focused on that, you know, kind of higher quality professional filmmaker. And I think one of the key events in Vimeo's evolution was it was the first platform to offer true HD streaming over the internet. So that was back in 2007. And, you know, that's one of the things that really made it the platform of choice for higher quality creators who really wanted their work to look really great when presented on the internet. And, you know, it's sort of then has grown from there, and we remain focused on that core. And just as you said, it's not, certainly we do compete with YouTube in one sense, and then in another sense, we think that we're doing something different. And the model is different from the viewer experience, you know, with a much lower load of advertising, and the business we've built around it, where we're focused on selling subscriptions to creators for, you know, upgraded versions of high-quality tools. And our move into empowering creators to charge for content reflects that same sort of different path that we're pursuing, whereas YouTube is certainly working with creators. There's much more emphasis on sharing and advertising revenues, whereas you know, our first step for allowing creators to earn revenue is to empower them to earn money directly from their audiences.
And if this is more and more the way the world is going, right? I mean, there's still the basic networks, there's still all kinds of cable channels, but even with that content, so many more people are finding these different services and products to watch it more on demand, to watch it more at their own pace, and the technology improving all the time to make it not only possible, I guess, but a pleasant viewing experience.
Yeah, I think that's right, Kathleen. I mean, I think that the emergence of technology, particularly open video sharing platforms like ours, you've seen two things. Certainly in traditional media, the idea of on-demand viewing versus traditional appointment viewing is something that you know, consumers really seem to appreciate. And then the other interesting thing, particularly on the web, is, you know, the emergence of entirely new types of content that don't necessarily neatly fit into the boxes of you know, a broadcast television show or a feature film. We certainly do have content like that on Vimeo, but there's also all these other formats and lengths and styles of content that, you know, have found an audience online that may not have necessarily fit into the more traditional channels. So it's definitely, you know, giving more power to the viewers to view what they want, when they want, and also exposing them to entirely new classes of content on the web.
So for people who aren't familiar with Vimeo yet, give us an example of one or two shows or quote-unquote films or pieces people put together that have been popular, surprising, entertaining.
Sure. So, you know, it really does run the gamut. A few that I would point out is, you know, there was a wonderful piece called Kane's Arcade that started on Vimeo that was literally about a young boy in a neighborhood in Los Angeles who had built a mock video arcade out of cardboard boxes. And a filmmaker, you know, decided to document this process, and it turned into a great local event, and the video then went viral around the world. It was this really, like, sort of touching human interest story. And then, you know, on another end of the spectrum, we had, there's an entirely new way of shooting video that's called Tilt Shift, where it actually, the way it's shot, generally from an aerial view, it makes sort of streetscapes and other scenes look almost like that they're inhabited by tiny little toy figures. That's actually an entire style of shooting that was pioneered by a creator on Vimeo. You know, so whether it's new approaches to the form of the video in general, or, you know, just great stories that might not find their way to the world through broadcast, Vimeo has really become a platform for that. And, you know, today we're actually reaching over 93 million monthly viewers worldwide, which is a pretty exciting number.
Now, Kara, you just threw out a figure. You have now 93 million real viewers a month of Vimeo content in the U.S. and around the world, correct?
That's correct, Kevin.
So what about the money you're making? How does that work?
So there's three ways that Vimeo has set up its business model. The primary is a subscription service, actually a series of products that we offer to creators, to users of our tools to upload and store and share video. Anyone can sign up for Vimeo to have an account to upload and share, but we also offer upgraded versions of those tools. The first is a package called Vimeo Plus, and then the second is a package called Vimeo Pro. Vimeo Plus is $60 a year or $10 a month, and Vimeo Pro is $199 a year. And the advantages of those accounts is you get more storage space and you get more HD plays and you get the ability to customize the experience more, where you can add your own look and feel to our player. So that's our primary business, which is subscriptions. Then we also do have advertising on the site. However, we're very judicious with advertising, and we generally keep the ad load lower than typical content sites. And then the third is we also have transactions. So users, for instance, can purchase music to then sync with their videos through a section of our site called The Enhancer. So through those three revenue streams, Vimeo is really starting to get some nice traction on the business side to go along with the fantastic growth on the user side.
So in your not wildest dreams, let's just say kind of bottom line, right? Because your wildest dreams, hey, anything could happen in this day and age, right?
Sure.
Get that, you know, brass ring. But sort of your bottom line, what kind of potential growth, profit do you see for this company?
Well, you know, one of the unique things about Vimeo is we are actually wholly owned by a public company, which is IAC. So I'm a little bit restricted in terms of the numbers that I'm actually able to disclose around revenue and profitability. However, you know, I will say that we're really pleased with the traction that we're seeing around those products. And, you know, the revenues that we're seeing, I actually think that our mix of a subscription business plus a media business or an advertising business is actually going to put us in a really exciting place in terms of the revenue that we're able to generate per user on our platform. So I apologize for not being able to give you hard numbers. I know that that's a little frustrating, but you know, it's early days for us, but we're very pleased with the initial traction we see, and we're very bullish on the prospects of the business in terms of revenue growth as well as profitability.
Tell us a little bit more about your background, Kara, how you got into this.
Sure. So I actually started working on the internet kind of back in the dark ages of the late 90s.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my.
The distant past.
I know.
Although I remember, and I was back at CNBC then, and I remember when I thought, oh my gosh, the bubble was obvious, because who was going to buy kitty litter on the internet?
Absolutely. And of course, one of the great ironies is that's probably where a lot of us thought today. But
yes.
I started, as many people did, in music, because that was kind of one of the hotbeds of innovation, you know, in the earliest days of the internet. And I started at a startup called Launch.com, which was then acquired by Yahoo in 2001, and then spent a good deal of time at Yahoo. Eventually, we rebranded that service to be Yahoo Music, and I was there until 2008, at which time I left to start my own company, which is a small photo publishing technology targeted at magazine publishers, which was subsequently acquired by Forbes. And then took a bit of a different turn and went to the turnaround team, actually, at AOL, and worked there under Tim Armstrong with the group, you know, turning around AOL. And then it was while I was there that this opportunity of Vimeo came along. And, you know, with my background in music and video and content and entertainment, it was really just a perfect fit. And I thought the company was just at such an exciting phase that it was really an ideal opportunity. So I've been there for about a year now, and you know, I just think that the opportunity that Vimeo has in front of it in terms of differentiating itself as a product and now really starting to grow the business is just an incredibly exciting one.
Tell us about your new CFO.
Sure. So we brought on Mark Pinney, who just joined us last week, actually as Vimeo's first CFO. You know, I think that that's reflective of a few of the things we've been talking about, just given where Vimeo is. You know, it's time for that level of leadership on the financial side. And, you know, Mark has a really, really unique background in that he has deep experience on the video side. He was the CFO of a video network called Tremor that's enjoyed a lot of growth. And, you know, he's held the CFO position at a series of innovative companies on the web, 24/7 Real Media. You know, I mentioned Tremor. There was also an ad technology company called Takoda, and then most recently a subscription business called Lot 18. And he's really seen those critical phases of growth, you know, that Vimeo are going through right now, where you have to balance, you know, maintaining the product that's really gotten the service off the ground in the first place, even as you really start to grow the business and introduce the systems to track that business. So, you know, we felt Mark's skills were a great fit, but perhaps as, if not more importantly, his appreciation and passion for growing startups really rang through for us. So we're really excited to have brought into the team.
So what advice do you have for young people, or even older people, for crying out loud? Anybody who, you know, who is interested in the latest of what's going on broadly in tech startups, but maybe a little more specifically in this area where there's the content, the technology, the creativity are all coming together?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in terms of getting into it, getting a job, moving ahead, even starting your own company.
Sure. Well, I mean, certainly online video is an area where, you know, the tide is continuing to rise. You know, so the great success of YouTube and then, you know, other platforms like our own, you know, kind of approaching that 100 million mark in terms of viewers just really points to an overall continued growth of online video. So that's an area that, you know, if you're interested in the web and technology and content, you know, I think is only going to continue to grow. And then, you know, I also always encourage people that, you know, you really do, almost like any other industry in technology, you have to follow your passion. You know, and if you're passionate about content and you're passionate about technology, video is a great area. You know, music is always trying to find the right recipe for success. But really, any area, I think, in many industries continue to be more and more integrated with technology, whether it's the consumer experience or the way business is done on the back end. So, you know, I always encourage people to follow those areas that they're passionate in. And, you know, particularly for people who are just interested in getting started, don't be afraid to take a risk. You know, the startup culture is a big part of the internet, and people really appreciate those who are willing to go out there and take a risk. And even if it doesn't work out, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get the next opportunity. So, you know, don't be afraid to try something if it's something that you're passionate about.
If you're trying to get on with some startup or get into this, you know, this community, this world, what's most valuable to the people who look to hire in that world?
Well, I think some of the things I just mentioned, certainly, you know, people, when we look for people to join Vimeo, you know, we're looking for people who are passionate about content, about creativity, you know, about the power of technology to really give creators avenues to new audiences, you know, and whether they're technical experts or engineers or whether they're on the programming side or even on the business side, okay. You know, that passion is always a great starting point. And then after that, it's a willingness to, you know, if someone's tried a company before and maybe that company didn't work out, okay. Just that they've done it is very valuable to us.
All right. Kerry Traynor, thank you so much for joining us. Have fun at South by Southwest.
You can listen to The Hayes Advantage weekdays at 12:30 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.